Bambaleo. That's the Gypsy Kings on Nova 103.5. Yesterday, of course, World Ocean Day. A call to come together to celebrate and protect our oceans. As we had in the news headlines, apparently that legislation going to be passed in the UK to stop bottom trawling there. So really good news coming from there. We've, of course, got a very healthy and precious marine ecosystem of our own. And I have Odile Khatsa from Wild Africa in the studio with me to chat to us a bit about what World Ocean Day actually means for us locally. Morning, Odile.
Good morning, David. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Good.
So why is World Ocean Day important, especially for a country like Namibia?
Well, this day is a powerful reminder of how vital our oceans are to all life on Earth. In Namibia, our 1,500-kilometer stretch of Atlantic coastline is more than just a scenic wonder. It provides food, livelihoods, and climate regulation while driving the local economy through fisheries and coastal tourism, because we all love our trip to the coast during Easter and those long weekends, right?
Mm-hmm.
So our waters are home to extraordinary marine life as well, which can be found nowhere else in the world, including the endemic Benguela dolphin. I always say that name wrong, always. We also share our seas with leatherback turtles, sunfish, African penguins, and migrating whales like the humpback and southern right. Now, these remarkable species make Namibia's oceans both unique and worth protecting. So by celebrating World Ocean Day, we renew our commitment to safeguarding these ecosystems for the future of our planet and generations to come.
So we talk about those unique animals, those amazing animals, many of which I still have to get to see. I really, really want to see a mola mola. I've never gotten to see a sunfish. But anyway, I'll get there one day. What are some of the threats that actually face our oceans? I mean, we seem to think, you know, you sit and you think here, we're in Namibia, we don't have that much pollution. We're doing all right. But there are threats. What threats are there?
Well, we suffer from two major threats to our oceans, and that's overfishing and pollution. Nearly 80% of all ocean pollution comes from land-based activities. And two-thirds of the world's fisheries are either overfished or fully exploited. Another growing threat, this is the third one, is climate change, which causes ocean acidification and disrupts fish migration patterns, which is a big no-no. So these issues impact our local communities, many of whom rely on fishing as a main source of food, nutrition, and income. Coastal communities like Walvis Bay, Luderitz, and Henties Bay depend heavily on fishing, tourism, and the ocean's resources. So, long story short, if the ocean suffers, those communities lose their livelihoods.
Mm.
So a healthy ocean supports food security, jobs, climate stability, and all of which are essential for Namibia's development.
So what are we doing then to contribute to ocean conservation?
Well, this is my favorite question, because did you know Namibia is a leader in marine protection in Africa? Yes, we have something to be proud of. So as a country, we've established marine protected areas and work with organizations to monitor fisheries and reduce illegal fishing. Organizations like the Namibian Dolphin Project and Namibian Nature Foundation also contribute to studying and protecting marine species through research and community outreach. So I encourage you to check them out if you'd like to learn more, because they really are doing amazing stuff.
So we say the planet, you know, belongs to the future generations. Mm-hmm. We're just, holding on to it. I was going to say looking after it, but I don't know how well we're looking after it.
We need to check ourselves.
But what role then can young Namibians play in protecting the ocean?
Well, first of all, the ocean's health is a shared responsibility. But as you said, the youth is our future, and our future depends on the actions that we take today. So young Namibians can help protect our seas by saying no to unsustainable industrial-scale overfishing and choosing responsibly sourced seafood. Local is lekker. You can support community-led conservation programs, reduce your plastic use and waste, especially single-use plastics. Yes, we're still on that one. Learning more about marine science and conservation and sharing that knowledge, using social media to raise awareness and inspire others to act. But also joining beach cleanups.
Mm.
During those cold mornings, it doesn't feel great in the moment, but once you know that you actually contributed in such a beautiful way, you feel great for the rest of the day. I mean, that was my experience.
Yeah. I like that you said, you know, it's not just the responsibility of the people who live along the coastline, because so much of the pollution in the oceans comes all the way from inland, all the way here from Windhoek, Okahanya, Rehoboth, or Gobabis.
Everywhere.
So what message then, you know, can you give to all our listeners right across the country for, you know, with World Ocean Day in mind?
The first and most important is that our oceans are our life support system. It's vital to marine life, the health of our planet, and the well-being of our people. So it's not just about protecting it today. It's important to know that we need to protect it every day through the choices we make. So whether you live on the coast or inland, your choices matter. On World Ocean Day, we just choose to recognize this day because it allows us the opportunity to recommit to protecting marine ecosystems through conservation, sustainable resource use, and bold policies that secure both economic and environmental resilience. Also, while you're at it, make sure to follow Wild Africa on our socials. That's wildafrica.org. It's a great platform to learn more and stay informed about marine life and wildlife conservation overall. And education is key. So there you have it.
Thank you so much, Adil.
Thank you, David.
I now want to take a trip to the coast again.
Right?